Welcome to the From the Hip Podcast. A very different From the Hip Podcast. I'm doing something I've never done before. I'm quite happy about it. I am podcasting as I am exercising. A recumbent bicycle in a Lino Lakes hotel here in Minneapolis, or just outside of Minneapolis. Why? Well, because I want to keep my streak going and I have to fit it in. I'm at a soccer tournament today here in the States with my kids and wife, and I'm trying to fit in some exercise. The last 3 days I've been able to go for about an hour on a real bicycle. My little legs are pedaling like mad right now. I'm using the built-in microphone of the Apple headphones. I'm trying to get my heart rate to about 130, but this machine isn't letting me. It's trying to keep it at 120 for some reason, some setting I set. But anyway, I am exercising in the middle of the afternoon because this hotel room is the least busiest it's going to be. There are a ton of people from Thunder Bay here who have brought their kids that I know, and I really don't want to exercise in front of them just because I just want to keep things on the low down, you know what I mean?
Oh, you're trying to get in shape, trying to lose the gut.
Yeah. So most of the kids are still playing in the tournament at the fields, which is about 10 minutes away. We came home for a quick in-between break. I've got about 15 minutes left before I gotta hit the shower and head back. But now I want to squeeze in about a half hour of exercise because I believe it's important to get close to an hour a day to maintain health in our life, right? I'm at that age where there's no going back. You know, I really have to step it up, get with the program. Also, next phase of this mission is going to be 3 days a week at the gym with weight training. And I was on road to do that, except last week, 1 week ago, I twisted badly my foot, sent me to the hospital the next morning. I thought I had broken something in my foot. I'm fortunate that right now I can still do this kind of pushing motion with my foot. It doesn't hurt that much, very little bit. But it kind of helped me back from getting a gym membership. So hopefully next week when I get back, I'm going to proceed with that. What has inspired me? Well, I felt for a long time now, many years, that I'm not physically at the level I once was, which is obvious, right? As you get older, if you don't do anything about it, you lose it. I wasn't doing anything about it. And now, something has inspired me. Number one, just the general feeling, but the trigger, I guess, is my friend Cliff really has stepped up the game with his training. He's been doing it for over 6 months, and he's been reading a book called Younger Next Year. So I got the audio program, listened to it, and I also got the book, and I'm reading the more subtle details about it. But I think it's worth a read. I would like you as a friend or as a listener, as a person who wants to have good quality of life, to read that at least once, hear what they have to say. And if it's something that jives with you, that resonates with you, I would suggest you do it. To summarize, it's exercising at least 6 times a week, a minimum. Well, an hour a day of rigorous, hard exercise, aerobic exercise. and if you can, 3 days a week of weight training, 2 to 3 days, which would bring you to 4 days of aerobic, 2 or 3 days of resistance training. That is a very, very high level view of that. But if you understand what happens because of that, I think you will see that it's a wise decision. And I'm trying to stick with it. I'm trying to do it. The hour a day shouldn't be looked at as work. Yeah, I think we are going to get back many times, not just that hour, but our quality of life is going to get much better. Don't take it from me. Take it from those guys. Read the book. Listen to the audio. Younger next year. I suggest you give it a shot. Thanks for bearing with me. I've got another 10, 15 minutes to go. And hopefully I can figure out this darn machine. I programmed my heart rate to, by accident, at 120, thinking it would be enough. I want to get to 130. For some reason, it's not letting me do that. But if I get, you know, 30 minutes of 120, I'm not going to complain, but I'd like it to be higher. You'll read all about why heart rate is so important in the book. This is Albert checking out from here in Minneapolis, Lino Lakes. I don't know how Americans or Canadians say it. I say Lino. I will talk to you later.